This is Dr. Masood Shamdi. Dating patient's name is Ann Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N-N-A-N-N. Date of birth is... ...9/16/1960. Ms. Sullivan is a very pleasant 64-year-old female. We presented to the emergency room after being in an encounter of motor vehicle accident. She was a restrained driver. Sullivan is a very pleasant 64-year-old female with history of CVA and hypertension who presented with left clavicular fracture and a syncopal episode in the emergency department. It was felt that the episode was likely due to stress and dehydration. Patient was given pain medication for clavicular fracture. Patient was also given IV fluids. Orthostatics were done, which were negative. Physical and occupational therapy saw the patient and was recommended subacute rehab. Patient was otherwise feeling better. Her syncope was felt to be vasovagal versus orthostatic. Patient was felt to have unlikely be a post-ictal state. There was no post-ictal state or aura, lack of loss of bowel and urination. Echocardiogram was done, which was normal. EKG was unremarkable. She was being monitored. Patient lives alone. She had right-sided weakness. She had a left clavicular fracture with difficulty utilizing her left arm. In view of the above, she was recommended to subacute rehab. Patient otherwise was feeling better. She didn't have any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, any nausea, no vomiting, any diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, history of CVA. And hyperlipidemia. Surgical history, unremarkable. Social history. Smoking none, alcohol. Denies at present. No other drugs. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. respiratory system, do you have any cough, do you have any shortness of breath, do you have any pain with deep inspiration, history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, do you have any nausea, no vomiting, do you have any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, she does have history of CVA, history of right-sided weakness. No history of seizures. History of syncope, most likely vasovagal versus orthostatic. Musculoskeletal, she does have right-sided weakness, complaining of left clavicular pain, history of MVA. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination is normal. Pupils circle round and reactive to light. Exocular movements are intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Neurological examination, right-sided weakness, impression, number one, self-exposed MVA, next history of syncope, next left clavicular fracture. Next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CVA, treat with right-sided weakness. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will work on exercises, encourage to eat better, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Pfeiffer, P-H-I-F-E-R, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth is 7-16-1942, date of service is 8-25-2026. Mr. Pfeiffer is in his room today at the request of the nurse since he's having some discharge from his right eye. Also, it has been sticky. He has been complaining of some blurriness. He denies any complaints of any pain. He denies any discomfort, denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Right eye, there's discharge on the eyelids. No redness of the conjunctiva. Neck was supple, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression number one, conjunctivitis. Next. History of SVT, next rhabdomyolysis, next history of fall, next dementia, next hyperlipidemia. Treatment plan discussion about her symptoms. I have put him on gentamicin eye drops 3 times a day for 5 days. For 7 days, we'll continue rest of the medications, recommended warm compresses. Washing his face, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Weick, V-E-I-K, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 5/11/1934. Date of service is 8/25/2025. Mr. Week is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit at the request of the nurse, since he has been having some bleeding through his gums. He said that he, after eating certain food, he noticed some blood. It has been oozing slightly. He denies any complaints of any other trauma. He has been washing his mouth with water. He denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. At oral cavity, other for dental extraction and dental caries were unremarkable. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No wails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, bleeding from oral cavity. Next. History of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Eliquis. Next, chronic biventricular heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, BPH. Next, DJD. Next, history of right submandibular swelling / cellulitis / abscess. Next, chronic thrombocytopenia. Treatment plan, discussed with patient about his symptoms. I have held his Eliquis for 24 hours. I have advised him to rinse his mouth with water / saline. Also use pressure with gauze for the next hour. Continue other medications. We'll restart Eliquis once the bleeding stops. We'll monitor his progress. I have also recommended that we call his oral surgeon and let him know and follow if he has any recommendations. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup period. Next patient is Barbara Wonk, W-O-N-C-H, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of birth is 1/14/1945. Date of service is 8/25/2025. Miss Wong is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been doing well. She feels her progress is slow. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No wails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, right hip fracture, status post-surgery. Next, neck, right distal radius fracture with cast. Next, history of fall. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, dementia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well and has been stable. Will continue current medications, continue pain control, continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.